The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurants Review section, as well as Triangle Foodies, a blog of restaurant reviews and events in the Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas. NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant, food, and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill. Eastern Wake News, a weekly publication from the News and Observer, covering the Knightdale, Wendell, Zebulon, and surrounding areas. And Indie Week, a news, culture, and commentary forum for Raleigh, Cary, Durham, and Chapel Hill. Before we get started, here is a quick reminder of what the NNO ratings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary. 4 stars are excellent. 3 stars are above average. 2 stars are average. And 1 star is fair. Our first article today, comes from NC Triangle Dining. It was published on December the 9th, and this is a retake, The Angus Barn in Raleigh for Aged Beef and Holiday Magic. This was published by Ron Wynn. And the Angus Barn is located at 9401 Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh. And their phone number is 919-781-2444. When it comes to classic Raleigh restaurants, it's rare when people do not mention the Angus Barn. Around for over 55 years, the Angus Barn has become synonymous with family celebrations and special occasions for many families in the Raleigh area. However, given its location off of Lunley Road in North Raleigh, I had yet to get the full Angus Barn experience. But as anyone in the area knows, if you're going to visit the Angus Barn, you definitely do not want to miss them during the holidays. So off I go to grab dinner and some aged beef at the ever-popular Angus Barn on a Sunday night. Located on the southbound side of Glenwood Avenue at the Lumley Road intersection, you cannot miss the Angus Barn because of its size. A huge, sprawling red barn, the Angus Barn is totally lit up for the holidays with white lights. If you're headed to the RDU airport, the Angus Barn sits conveniently on the north side of the landing field within easy reach of the terminals. As you pull into the parking lot at the Angus Barn, you'll realize how big the place must be given the number of spaces and how full they all are. Past the covered patio front of the restaurant, I head on inside to the warmth of their main dining room. Up front, the lobby is bustling with people and activity. General store to the left, hostess kiosk in front, everything is cheerfully adorned in red, white, and green for the holidays. The dining rooms are pretty rustic, with checked cloth tables and a farmhouse feel. Tonight, we're dining upstairs in the Wild Turkey Lounge. As we head upstairs, you pass through a lobby area with their centerpiece Christmas tree. It's nearly 30 feet tall and stretches upward to meet the timbered high ceilings here. A stunning holiday display, along with a display of antique firearms and pistols in back. In the Wild Turkey Lounge, the space is jammed with diners and drinkers. One large bar in the center with leather-stuffed seating to the right and left. There's a small dining area primarily consisting of four tops in the back, and seating is first come, first served. It all feels very warm and cozy. This lounge seems to be very popular with the old guard Raleigh crowd and locals. We grab a couple of seats at the bar to keep things simple tonight. The lounge is already 95% full by 6 p.m. I order up a glass of wine to get my meal started. The Angus Barn is known for its extensive wine list and has one of the best wine cellars in the country. And before you even start your meal, the Angus Barn offers up complimentary olives, pickles, crackers, and cheese at a table. Most long-timers love the cheese here, but I chose not to fill up on extras. The menu at the Angus Barn is pretty typical steakhouse offering up dry-aged beef along with ribs, crab, lobster, and a handful of other choices. While the entrees in the Wild Turkey Lounge range from $25 to $50, potato starch included, the main dining room entrees also include a salad soup and is priced higher for the additional starter course. We start our meal off with the ahi tuna appetizer, four nicely seared slices of deep pink fish served in a soy teriyaki and wasabi sauce. A basic and nicely done dish that is a light bite before our meat-filled meals come later. The Angus Barn has about a dozen appetizers on the menu, ranging from French onion soup, shrimp cocktail, king crab claws, and oysters, ranging from $8 to $20+. For our entrees, I'm going with the combination prime rib and barbecue ribs, while my table mate also gets the ribs and a double stuffed potato. My meal shows up, and the prime rib looks great, about an inch thick and pink in the middle with plenty of fat around the edges. Served simply with some au jus, horseradish sauce, and some grilled tomato. We've both got pork ribs, but the entree portion comes as a full rack and a half. Whoa! The ribs at Angus Barn are tasty and come off the bone easily. Overall, the meats here are pretty well prepared, but a bit underspiced in terms of salt and spicing. My chocolate chess pie is a nice finish to the meal and is apparently the signature Angus Barn dessert. And what I can say about the service at Angus Barn, other than it was stellar. I've dealt with them a handful of times over the phone, and as such, they are extremely well-trained in terms of hospitality. The bartender in the Wild Turkey Lounge was not only handling a huge crush of customers, she was also taking care of all our needs without even having to be asked. And as I left the Angus Barn, I did come to the realization of what makes this place so special for Raleighites. While the food falls in the middle of the road for me in terms of options and flavors, it's the type of place to bring your family and parents who may be picky eaters. It's a place to celebrate and enjoy solid American fare and be assured of a great dining service and experience. And while for me, personally, it wouldn't be at the top of my list due to price and location, it totally serves its purpose for a lot of others. So thanks so much, Angus Barn. I really enjoyed visiting you for the holidays, and may your light shine ever so bright for another 55 years. The Angus Barn is located at 9401 Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-781-2444. Next, we have a review from the News and Observer, published December 7th by Greg Cox. Stellino's Italiano, aims to expand on a Bella Monica menu. Stellino's is located at 1150 Parkside Main Street in Cary. Their phone number is 919-694-5761, and this restaurant has a 3-star rating. When Bella Monica owners Corbett and Julie Monica decided to open a second restaurant in Cary, they might as well have given it the same name as their first one. Bella Monica is something of a local landmark after all, and the menu at the new restaurant bears more than a passing resemblance to the one that has been winning fans for the original in Old Raleigh Village for nearly 2 decades. Instead, the couple named their new venture Stellino's Italiano after their daughter, Stella. Corbett Monica explained the decision in a news release. Although the menu is similar to our Bella Monica offerings, the bigger space allows us to execute some new menu items that we weren't able to offer at Bella Monica. The owners backed up the new decision by giving their restaurant a decidedly different look, with splashes of red, the ripe tomato of alcoves cut into plank partition wall, the rich Chianti hue of upholstery for a vibe that might be described as suburban rustic. But 6 months after Stellino's opening, those new menu items only amount to 3 by my count. Lobster ravioli, eggplant rollatini, and shrimp with arugula pesto. We're in this for the long haul, Monica says. We want to make sure we get our lasagna just right before we take a lot on in terms of new stuff. We have equipment in the kitchen that we haven't even turned on yet. That's a commendable goal, and one that Stellino's appears close to achieving. In the meantime, until they're ready to turn on the deep fryer and start serving fried calamari, you can get your squid fix the same way they do at Bella Monica, sautéed with basil and paired with a small salad of arugula and cannellini beans. Bella Monica fans will also recognize tuna peppers, a delightful starter featuring bright cherry peppers stuffed with a piquant Sicilian-style tuna salad. Under the same antipasti heading, the classic spit-roasted spaldino gets translated here to a grilled boneless chicken breast, which marinade notwithstanding, can be dry. And if you are tempted by one of the bruschetta options, skip the crab meat version, whose topping is downright skimpy. Opt instead for the classic tomato basil garlic EVOO topping or rosemary spiked cannellini beans topped with shaved Parmigiano Reggiano. A medley of roasted cremini, shiitake, and oyster mushrooms, glistening beneath a sheen of garlic butter and topped with a fried egg, is on the money. So is the shareable starter of polenta cakes, festooned with colorful ribbons of roasted pepper and syrupy balsamic squiggles. Entrees and pastas are listed together under the heading Favorites from Nana's Kitchen, a nod to Corbett Monica's grandmother, the source of several recipes. That includes the classic red sauce, called gravy on the menu, as it is in many Italian-American homes, that is a common ingredient in many dishes. In fact, you won't go wrong by ordering anything on the menu whose description includes the word gravy. Spinach and ricotta stuffed pasta shells, say, or chicken parmigiana, with the proviso that until they fire up the fryer, the chicken breast is baked under a slab of fresh mozzarella before being smothered in an avalanche of gravy. Or spaghetti with mom's meatballs and gravy, which gets you two generations of family recipes in one dish. Even eggplant rollatini, one of those new menu items on Stellino's menu, comes slathered in Nana's gravy. Lobster ravioli, another newcomer, comes dressed in a rich sherry cream sauce, riddled with snappy asparagus segments and bits of lobster. They're fine if pricey at $20.99 for 5 ravioli, though to be fair, the price of all entrees includes a salad, get the Caesar, with croutons of crumbled Parmesan Frisco. If anything could tempt me to hop off Nana's gravy train, it might be the wild Copper River sockeye salmon, nicely seared and served with a kaleidoscope of roasted cherry tomatoes, artichokes, spinach, and orzo pasta in a caper butter sauce. Or Chianti-spiked veal bolognese, ladled into a plate of al dente rigatoni. As long as I'm riding the first class section, I'll let the waiter shave some Parmigiano Reggiano over the bolognese. Stellino's thin, blistery, crusted pizzas are, if anything, even better than Bella Monica's trademark flatbreads, and they should be, given that the new restaurant goes all in on one Neapolitan style with imported Caputo 00 flour, San Marzano tomatoes, and fresh buffalo mozzarella. With more than a dozen topping combinations to choose from, the dilemma is whether to go for the vongole, clams, pancetta, garlic, and EVOO, or the Bella, a vegetarian jamboree of Roma tomatoes, oven-charred broccoli, artichokes, and feta on a base of basil pesto and buffalo mozzarella. The usual Italian restaurant dessert suspects are all ably counted for, from tiramisu to cannoli. I'm partial to the not-so-sweet, subtly lemon-tinged Sicilian-style cheesecake. That the Monicas named their restaurant for their daughter is a touching gesture, but from a marketing standpoint, Stellino's hasn't yet fully justified a name distinct from Bella Monica's. It's off to a good start, though, and given the owner's track record, it will in no doubt stand proudly on its own. Even after it has achieved that goal, the two restaurants will continue to bear a strong family resemblance, from the shared motto, Vivi, Ama, Mangia, which is live, love, eat, and and nightly specials handwritten on uncooked lasagna noodles. And as anyone who has eaten at Bella Monica's will tell you, that's a good thing. Stellino's Italiano is located at 1150 Parkside Main Street in Cary, and their phone number is 919-694-5761. Switching gears to an article from Triangle Foodies, Luna Rotisserie and Empanadas, published December 12th by Hoi Ning Ngai of Triangle Foodies. Luna Rotisserie and Empanadas is located at 112 West Main Street in Durham, and their phone number is 984-439-8702. I'm in love with birthdays, especially mine, so I was thrilled to check out Luna for yet another birthday celebration right before the 98 Degree Christmas Tour at DPAC. The restaurant is within easy walking distance, so we weren't surprised at all to find fellow concertgoers dining alongside us. In fact, my friend even noticed another couple to come in after she told them about the great reviews. The space at Luna is bright and convivial, and those qualities are very much reflected in the staff as well. Our server, Sydney, was enthusiastic and engaging from the start, but even more so after we discovered that we all grew up in New York. Even as the restaurant got busier, we'd gotten there at 5:30, she was great about checking on us regularly. My friend was absolutely enamored with the Camote Chimichurri $8.75, with the sweetness of that sweet potato and the sweet corn, which were balanced by the savory quality of the black beans and the avocado. The chimichurri was as memorable a sauce as they come, with absolutely nothing left to be desired. I chose to explore my avocado love with the Aquagate $7.75, which came with a full cast of textural characters, from the crispness of the almond crust to the crunch of the jicama kale slaw to the soft avocado, a spectacular combination. One of the reasons I chose Luna was for its significant number of vegetarian options, from which my friend chose the quinoa and black bean empanada, the potato and lima bean empanada, and a side of black beans and coconut rice. $9.50 for two empanadas with a side. The combination is quite substantial, so definitely bring your appetite. While I love my vegetables, Luna is also known for its rotisserie, so I decided to check out the Peruvian roast chicken along with the morados, which are sweet plantains, and the garlic kale, $12.75 with dark meat and two sides. Every component of the plate was impeccably seasoned, which made it that much sadder that I couldn't finish it all. Since we were celebrating my birthday, we certainly couldn't skip dessert, despite our very full stomachs, so we decided to share the passion fruit pie for $7. Thanks to Sydney, it came out with a single celebratory candle and a birthday song, which was the best way to end the night. Luna represents the best combination of South American and American South flavors and hospitality. Regardless of how you arrive, chances are you'll leave in good spirits. Luna is located at 112 West Main Street in Durham, and their phone number is 984-439-8702. Again from Triangle Foodies, published December 27th, Milltown, Eurofair, Carborough Flair, Beer Lovers Beware. Published by Nathan Grisiadik on December 27th. They're located at 307 East Main Street in Carborough, and Milltown's phone number is 919-968-2460. I'm pleased to write today about one of Carborough's unappreciated gems, Milltown. Located on Carborough's main drag, Milltown serves a gastropub-style menu that draws inspiration from the many world-class beers that they pour. The restaurant's atmosphere is, as expected, bar-focused. No callers required, just come as you are and enjoy a hearty meal and pint alongside regulars, both young and old. Depending on how deep you've fallen into the craft beer rabbit hole, ordering a drink at Milltown can either be an absolute pleasure or a series of tough decisions and enticing temptations. In plain English, the beer selection at Milltown is unparalleled. They carry more European and international imports than I've ever seen, often on draft, a rarity in the States, and you will absolutely find a brew that suits you, as well as roughly 100 you've never heard of. For a rookie, this is a boon, and the extremely knowledgeable staff will be happy to recommend you the perfect pour for your tastes. However, if you know your way around a tap list, you may shuffle through the pages upon pages of rare and exclusive European bottles you could crack and be struck with indecisiveness and panic. How can I just choose a once-in-a-lifetime beer? It's times like these that you can always turn to the smartly curated draft list, which tends to feature local favorites alongside international icons, a trophy IPA alongside Saison DuPont, for example. And breathe easy knowing you've saved your wallet some trauma, and that you've temporarily halted your headfirst descent into beer geek madness. Eating at Milltown, fortunately, is a much simpler proposition. They offer straightforward pub food with a few welcome twists, most notably some classic German dishes like schnitzel and bratwurst. For dinner, I chose the Sauerbraten, German for pot roast, and was not disappointed. The meat was practically falling apart without being overbraised and dry, and the gravy was rich but balanced by the addition of some acid, perhaps vinegar or maybe beer. I couldn't put it past the kitchen staff here to slip some beer in wherever they can. On the side were some nice, fluffy mashed potatoes and roasted Brussels sprouts. I personally prefer my Brussels more deeply browned than these, but they were still cooked through and deliciously caramelized in some places. My cohorts decided to split the Milltown burger with cheddar, a side salad, and an order of Belgian frites with aioli. While not groundbreaking, this was a solid burger, and the brioche bun was outstanding. The side salad featured frisée and baby lettuce topped with sunflower seeds and dried cranberries, bound with a citrusy vinaigrette. By incorporating lambic, a complex variety of sour wheat beer from Belgium, the dressing elevated this salad beyond mere rabbit food. The standout of the entire meal was probably the fries. Crispy on the outside, meaty on the inside, topped with big flakes of salt and a garlic aioli that made us all want to lick the plate. Milltown offers these exemplary frites with a variety of toppings. The Carolina variant with pulled pork sounded particularly tempting, but our simple preparation allowed the humble potato to be the star. On Saturday and Sunday mornings, Milltown offers a brunch menu that's perfect for fighting off your existing hangover and starting a new one if you're into that. Their croque madame, $10, a grilled ham and gruyere sandwich topped with over-easy eggs and Mornay sauce saved my life one morning after overdoing it the night before. The whole grain mustard spread on each slice of bread, cut through the rich Mornay, and finished every bite with a nice tang. My cohorts ordered the chicken and biscuits, for $12, a fried chicken breast with plenty of crunchy breading and no toughness, over tender biscuits with rosemary gravy to bind everything together. I thought that the rosemary added a ton to the dish, but wasn't too exaggerated, considering herb usage can quickly take over a plate. For the table, we also couldn't pass up the breakfast poutine, $10, a whirlwind of a plate featuring those stellar frites, the aforementioned tasteful rosemary gravy, two runny eggs, and cheese curds. While the component parts were all proven to be delicious, this dish didn't come together like we had hoped, and it got cold rather quickly. Our waitress explained that the cheese curds were the culprit. In order to preserve their squeaky texture, they avoid heating them at all. I also couldn't help but notice that our brunch plates were a little lacking in color, mostly because they were covered in tasty yet beige sausages. I sincerely doubt anyone is looking to Milltown for chic and modern plating, but as they say, you eat with your eyes first. I feel that Milltown deserves, on its concept at every front, an international beer Excuse me, let me restart that sentence. I feel that Milltown delivers on its concept at every front, an international beer bar paired effortlessly with a global food program. The dishes taste good and become even better when washed down with a cold one. No frills are needed, no punches are pulled. You come to Milltown knowing pretty much what you're going to receive, and it turns out that it absolutely works. Milltown is located at 307 East Main Street in Carrboroughs, and their phone number is 919-968-2460. From Indie Week, Amuse Bouche, Saltbox Seafood Joint opens its second Durham outpost, published December 27th by Victoria Bolubasis. Saltbox is located at 2637 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard in Durham, and their phone number is 919-908-8970. We've patiently awaited the opening of Saltbox Seafood Joint's second location since news broke in February, and since I can walk there from my house, I've been waiting much more impatiently. A surge of seafood restaurants opened this year, but Ricky Moore was among the first to make coastal fare accessible in a more landlocked audience here in Durham when he opened Saltbox in 2012. The long lines at his no-frills shack on Magnum Street, rain or shine, are proof that we're fans of fresh seafood and maybe even helped the rest of the new restaurants feel confident in getting on board. Training at the Culinary Institute of America, Ricky Moore roots his food in his Eastern North Carolina upbringing, which means a handwritten menu board with a variety of fresh catches almost daily. Vibe. Located in the former Shrimp Boats building, the venue features shellacked wood paneling adjacent to brick walls. Counter service means a line out the door, always worth it though. 10 tables accommodate at least 30 patrons with windowsills that double as stand-up counters. Menu. The menu is set up the same way as the original joint. The seafood du jour comes either fried or seared, your choice, served on a roll with a side of slaw or as a platter with a side of slaw and fried potatoes. Hush honeys, which Moore has trademarked, usually feature as a side, and if you're lucky, the fried broccoli. No chowder yet. Price range $12 to $17. What to order? Current best bets include the fried mullet or the much juicier bass. Always order extra slaw. It's got an herby, more Mediterranean-style crunch, sans mayo. Throw in the signature good tea, too. Perfect for taking a long lunch break, impressing your visiting Yankee friends and family with authentic Southern fried fare, an early dinner because it closes at 7 p.m., and walking home. Saltbox Seafood Joint is located at 2637 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard in Durham, and their phone number is 919-980-8970. We've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for those who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138.